Hi, and welcome back, my beautiful unicorns. Welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. The podcast where we stop apologizing, stop shrinking, and start owning our magic, the one we've had inside us all along. Because everything you need is inside you. Today's episode is going to be exactly on that note. I want to really, really highlight two amazing women that I just found out about thanks to the Winter Olympics. Elaine Gu, which is a four-time gold medalist in skiing, and Alyssa Liu, figure skating Olympic gold medalist. And these women have embodied their greatness and are not here to shrink or apologize for any of it. And that's the vibe that I want for all of us this 2026, because we're already, what, almost 3 months in? First quarter is about to be done. So we gotta get it together. The good thing is that the Lunar New Year starts right in March. So now is where we gotta kick it into high gear, ladies. For so long, we've known that women have been trained to be quiet, be gentle, shrink, especially not to offend another man. And I'm not here for it. Nope, not anymore. Men or women. If you know you're great, if you know your power and your strength, it's time to own it. Elaine, not only is it an Olympic gold medalist, but if you guys saw the interview where she elegantly laughed at a very silly question a man asked her in regards to her whole gold medals, then you could see her confidence and her poise and how she was just like, I'm sorry, but I didn't lose anything. I am literally the best skier. Not only is she one of the highest paid female athletes in the world, she's also a student and a Vogue model. So yes, she models and she's been in Vogue. And she is literally deserving of her flowers and her greatness. But she simply said, ha ha ha. I'm amazing. I don't know why that question is even asked. And I love it. Because so many times I myself have shrunk myself to not offend others, to not upset other people, to not kind of like just to keep the peace. So I'm going to share with you my story because I haven't done it in a while. And I feel like a lot of people forget that this version of myself is something I had to develop and create, because I wasn't always as confident because I didn't always have it together. So listen, I was watching the Olympics and I know you guys all saw the amazing gold medalist, Elaine Gu, who won the skiing competition and a powerhouse of a woman, like I was saying. But not only that, she also walked away with one of the best interviews I've seen, because she gets up there with a beautiful gentle presence, and the way she spoke, it gave me chills. Literally, especially when the man asked her that question in regards to her silver medals. He said, did you feel like you lost two gold medals or you won two silver medals? And she's just like, who lost anything? And like, she's like, I am one of the best skiers in the world. She was poised, she was eloquent, and she was confident. She was so certain about herself that she just laughed, which was the best part. She didn't need a minute to think. She just spoke. She didn't fake modesty like so many women are trained to do. And that is the energy that I want for all of us. And the world didn't crumble. Maybe the guy's world probably crumbled. But nobody died. She owned it. And it was beautiful. We were all here for it. And you know what part I love the most, which is what I am always talking about, is when she said something like, you literally have the ability to think whatever it is that you like. And by training your thoughts, you can become anything that you want. That was exactly what I've been saying for so long. We have the power to do whatever it is that we want because it's inside us already. Our thoughts are inside us already. Our thoughts are ours. Once you start learning to train your thoughts, and once you start learning to think what you want to think and create a vision like the television. Once you learn to create a vision of your dream life, then you start to receive the signals on how it's going to happen. Sometimes you don't have to know how it's going to happen. You just have to have the vision. And she was literally giving us the secret to her success. She's not just an athlete. She's, I believe, a Stanford student, a Vogue model, and a multi-medal Olympian, giving us her secret, a national TV. She is literally living proof that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, simply because you want to. You can be brilliant and beautiful. You can be disciplined and glamorous. And you can be, most importantly, feminine and focused and goal-oriented. And she's not apologizing for any of it. For me, it took me a little longer to understand this concept because of the way I grew up, the way life started off for me, wasn't ideal. And that's okay. That doesn't determine my future. Because obviously we're here now. I have an amazing life. But you have to do the work. You have to start learning to train your thoughts. And that is the best hack I've ever learned. Your energy matters. The things you think matter. Because your thoughts will dictate your emotion. Your energy will then dictate the way you show up in the world. The way you do things dictates the way your life is. That's why it is so important to remember, only think the things that you want to bring into your life. I know it takes practice. I know we don't get here overnight. Trust me, I was in a mental hospital at one point. I could not function for myself at one point. And that's where I learned how to train my thoughts. That's where I learned to slow down and focus. And if I can do it, you can do it. Because we are made of the exact same thing. There is nothing special about myself, except the fact that I chose to make myself special. That I chose to retrain my brain. That I chose to do the work. And it starts by receiving. You ladies, we gotta be able to receive. Allow yourself to receive. This is my word of the year, receiving. I am receiving all the compliments and owning it too. So when someone tells you, oh, you look so pretty today, don't be like, oh my God, I didn't shower, or oh my God, I didn't do this. Stop naming things that you didn't do or reasons why you shouldn't receive the fact that you are beautiful or you look pretty today. This is what I want you to do. When someone tells you, oh, you look so pretty today, all you're gonna say is, thank you. Thank you. If you honestly believe that they look beautiful as well, then you tell them, oh my God, thank you. So do you. If you don't, then you just say thank you. We're not lying here. We're encouraging. Find something that you genuinely like about them and give them a compliment. But don't downplay their compliment. Don't downplay yourself. I have an extraordinary mindset. I have a great body. Because I work on it. I have a great mindset because I worked on it. I think I'm beautiful. I think I'm gorgeous, but hey. But because I worked on it, it took me some time to get there. I love and appreciate my body. Is it perfect? No, but it's mine. And it's given me so much pleasure. It's given me life. It gave my son life. It's given me adventures. Vitality, like, how could I not? Every time you stop and reject the compliment is you rejecting other blessings. It's you rejecting abundance. Is you rejecting the universe trying to give you more. So if someone says you look beautiful today, we are not gonna say, oh my God, no, I'm tired, or oh my God, I didn't shower. We're gonna stop that and we're gonna say thank you. Simple. If you can't receive a compliment, how are you going to receive love? If you are out there trying to find the love of your life, but you can't even take a compliment, how are you going to be able to receive the abundance of wealth and money and career if you can't receive a compliment? I was bad at this. I was really bad at this. But just like anything, you have to train. Just like a muscle, you train it. You go to the gym, get stronger. You practice, you get stronger. I had to train myself. Thank you. And then shut up. I still sometimes do it, especially when someone that I don't expect gives me a compliment, that happens. I get tongue twisted. I don't know what to say. I quickly want to answer. And I'm still learning. It's still a process. I find it a lot more easier to tell myself I'm beautiful, I'm gorgeous, than I do when other people do it. But I'm constantly working on it. When I was 9 months postpartum, and my partner of 10 years decided to end the relationship because they weren't happy or because they didn't feel appreciated, I was still very overweight. I was still working on getting myself back. I was still feeling, I don't want to say ugly, but I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. I wasn't ugly, but I still wasn't comfortable in my own skin. And with that blow of like, hi, now you are dumped and rejected pretty much, it can really, really messes up with your self-worth and value. So for a minute there, I didn't feel valuable or worthy. What helped me was once again going back to my process of just how I got myself out of the mental hospital is how I'm going to get myself out of here, and started working on me. I couldn't change her. I couldn't change her mind. I couldn't change how she felt. I couldn't change any of it. And I didn't want to, honestly. I'm glad. All I could do was focus on me. All I could do was focus on what I could control, and I can control me. And now, my son is 2. I feel great in my own skin. I love my body. I love my hair. I appreciate it even more because it gave me him. So now if someone says, oh, you're ugly or fat, I just don't believe them because that's not true. That's why that message hit me so deeply. Because not only did I read it in books, but I literally had to live it to come out on the other side. I literally had to become a whole new person to be here. And the only way I could have done that, the only way I was able to do that, was because I literally changed my thought process, what I thought of myself, how I thought. And she didn't feel appreciated. Meanwhile, I was 9 months postpartum. I had just given birth to our son. I gave up my career because she asked me to stay home to be a stay-at-home mom. She's like, I got this. You just be a mom. I was exhausted. I was vulnerable, and I was doing everything I could. And still, that happened. And of course, when you're in that vulnerable state, your brain will fuck with you. Your brain will try to tell you why you weren't, you know, loved and appreciated. But it was because of the way I had developed my mindset prior to that, prior to meeting her, prior to even being in her life, that got me out of it. I literally had to train my thoughts, control them, and then train them for the outcome that I wanted. I could have easily fallen back. Which is why I'm so freaking proud of myself. I'm so fucking proud of myself that I did not go back to a mental hospital after that happened. Because technically, more things were against me this time around with this breakup, the first time I ended up in the mental hospital over a breakup. Like, I had more reasons to end up in a mental hospital this time around, and I didn't. And that is my flex. That is like, not that it made me stronger. I am strong. I am mentally strong. But it didn't break me. I didn't end up in a mental hospital. I didn't beg her back. I'm so fucking proud of that. This is a time where we need to start telling ourselves that you're proud of yourself for things that you've done. I'm not saying it to bash on anyone. I know she's an amazing human, and she's, you know, the mother of my son. And I'm not saying it to bash her. I'm just saying it to appreciate me. I'm just saying it because I deserve to hear that. I deserve to know you're a badass. Not only that, I'm so proud of Vanessa for not being back in the mental hospital. You know, of course I grieved the relationship. Of course I was sad. Of course I was going through my own stuff. But throughout the entire time, I was a great mother. I showed up every day, and I created something beautiful from it, which is where the podcast came from. And that is why I wanted to make this episode, so that we could all remember that no matter how far gone you think you are, it's never too far gone. You're still here for a reason. And all I could do was start rebuilding. All I can do was control me. All I can do was focus on me. When I first left there, I rushed, and I got a 2-bedroom apartment, and I needed a roommate. because I remember I don't have a job. And I'm a single mom now. And it's not like I'm gonna leave my 9-month-old to go get a job somewhere. So I started finding different ways to make money online. Finding different ways to make money from home. Finding different ways to make myself better, happier. And every day when I woke up, I was like, every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. I kept telling myself, every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. And when an ugly thought came, I would let it go through. Be like, okay, cool. Funny that you think that. And then say, no, I don't want that. I want to think something better and change it. 1 year later, now, my son is 2. He'll be 3 in September. Wow, time flies. Not too long ago, we moved into a 3rd-bedroom apartment so that my son can have his own room, even though he doesn't sleep in it. And I've done it on my own. Well, no, I still have my roommate, which I love. My sister lives with me. Pretty sure you guys know that. But we have a bigger apartment now because I wanted my son to have his own room, even if he doesn't sleep in it. Even if it's just for the toys and the recording of the podcast. But it's symbolic. It made me feel so proud of me to be able to do that, to be able to give him his own room, because in the other house, he had his own room. And I decorated it for him, and it was all just ripped away. Now I get to make this room whatever I want for him. And no one, absolutely no one, can take that away from me. So, yes, kudos to me. I just bought a new car. Mentioned that also. Kudos to me. Last year, we went to Puerto Rico, Miami, which I even took my son with me to Puerto Vallarta. Kudos to me. These are all the things that I need to be proud of. I need to stop downplaying because they're true. And I realized something huge. I'm amazing, and my life is amazing because of who I am, because of the mindset I've developed. And I want this for every woman out there. I didn't get here overnight. But I am here now. My life is beautiful because I built it. No one built it for me. And I'm done being quiet about that. I'm done shrinking and pretending that I don't know my worth or that I don't know how to create a beautiful life and manifest it, or pretending that I did work my ass off at one point in life so that I can live the easiest, most comfortable life I want. And I will continue to do it. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of the woman that I'm becoming. I'm proud of the woman that I am. And I want every woman out there to be proud of themselves as well. Because there was a point in my life where I was proud of the fact that I got out of the bed and showered. August, September of 2018, I was in a very low place. They found the person that raped me and had me come into the police station to see if I could point them out. They read me my police report, something I had completely forgot about in the back of my mind. I knew it happened, but it didn't really happen until they said, hey, we had a match. There was a match on your rape kit. Can you please come and go try to identify them? Unfortunately, I couldn't identify them, but that brought me back to 2011 when it happened. And the PTSD was so real and so crippling that I literally needed to be watched. I moved in with my sister. My sister and my family helped bring me back to life at that time. But at that time, all I could celebrate was that I didn't burn the house down, that I showered, that I got out of bed, that I ate, that I didn't just drink. So when I'm telling you that doesn't matter how low you think you are, you can always come back from it, that's exactly what I mean. There's no rock bottom you can never come out of. So yes, I am proud of me, and I want you to be proud of you too, every day. And you know what happens when you start being proud of yourself and start celebrating yourself? You start finding more things to celebrate and more things to be proud of. And then you start doing more things that you're proud of and that you want to celebrate and share with others. That is the power of celebrating you, owning you, loving you, and doing the work on you. Because once again, you cannot control anyone out there except yourself. You can't change anyone out there accept yourself. The other Olympian champion that I heard her story and was completely in love with was also the figure skater, Alyssa. Her first name is Alyssa Lui. I'm going to say it's Lou, but Alyssa. She is from the U.S. She won an Olympic gold medal for figure skating. She also was burnt out and went back with a different mindset. The mindset of, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this because it's what I love. I'm doing it because it gives me joy. Who cares about everything else? And that mindset got her the gold medal. So yes, our stories are very different. Very different worlds, very different stories, very different backgrounds. But the confidence is trained. Self-belief is trained. Receiving is trained. And when you stop apologizing for who you are, your whole life changes. Before I wrap it up, I want to leave you with this. The most important part of this, which you mentioned and what I've learned in my own journey. You can literally change our lives by changing our minds. And I know it sounds super simple, but it's not. But it's definitely true. Everything you need, you have within you. The confidence, the courage, the discipline, the creativity, the magic, it's already inside you. You don't need someone to give it to you. You don't need a partner to show you. You don't need permission to go discover it. You were born with it. Every single one of us is special and unique in its own way. And that's exactly our superpower. Not your job, not your bank account, not your relationship, not your body, not your past. You, your mind, your heart, your story, your resilience, your energy. Those are all things that you have and they cost nothing to tap into. Once you learn to tap into this, you're going to be unstoppable. Just like those Olympic gold medalists. When you start believing that, when you start training your thoughts the way that Elaine talked about, everything will shift. So I'm going to give you a couple tips on how to retrain your mind. First of all, receive the compliment. That's an easy one. Someone says, oh, I like your hair. You say thank you. Simple. End of story. Two, share things that you're proud of. Share your accomplishments. Don't make these up. Don't brag about them. You're not better than anybody. No one's better than anyone. We're all in different states of the process. But share, talk about it. Three, stop taking advice from people you wouldn't switch lives with. For example, you're not gonna ask the bum how to be a millionaire. It's just not gonna work. Surround yourself with women that clap when you win, that are proud of you, that encourage you, that push you. Five, rewrite the story that you're telling yourself every day. If you're telling yourself every day, oh, I have ADHD, so I can't do anything. No, rewrite that. I have ADHD, so I need to clear all distractions to get things done. They both say you have ADHD. One of them makes you productive. The other one makes you... The other one's an excuse. If you say, oh, I'm just a fat girl. I'm just a fat girl. That's never going to change. Replace it with, I love my body and I'm learning how to be active. I love my body and I'm learning how to be active. Or if you don't love your body right now, in a certain point in your life, then change it to, I appreciate my body and I'm learning how to be active. I appreciate what my body gives me and I'm learning how to be active. Because you deserve to shine just like the gold medalist. You deserve to be proud of yourself from everything that you've overcome. Because I'm sure everyone has a challenging story, but that is not an excuse to not be great. That is the reason why you should be great. When my ex broke up with me, and I was 9 months postpartum, instead of saying, oh, poor me, I laughed. I really did laugh, because at the point I was like, there was so much going on in my brain that I was like, I laughed and I was like, great, my story just got way better, more interesting. Because everybody thought that my life was so great because she was in it. And to a certain extent, it was. My life was better because she was in it. But my life was not amazing because of her. My life was amazing because of me. My life was amazing before I met her. I already did what I wanted whenever I wanted with whomever I wanted. And I'm still doing it. You deserve to take up space. You do. So to every woman listening, and I guess men too, because I do have some men that listen, this is your sign to stop dimming your light, stop shrinking and apologizing, own your greatness, own your magic, own that unicorn energy that I want to give you. Because like I always say, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.